Recently, the project called the Sundowner Winds Experiment, or SWEX, was granted $2.5 million to investigate how, when, and why sundowner winds form, which will in turn help forecasters and firefighters better protect the public during future fires. Today, I spoke with project leader Layla Carvalho, a meteorologist and professor in the UCSB Geography Department, about the project and its importance. Okay, so briefly looking at your research interests, I saw that you specialize in regional and large-scale climate variability and modeling, global climate change and scaling processes in geophysics. Can you elaborate on your research interests?
Well, I have a broad research interest, and I've been, at the moment, focusing more understanding climates in monsoon regions like South America, also studying climates in mountain areas like the High Asia Mountains, where the Himalayas and Karakoram are. And I'm also interested, this is my new project, in studying climate and weather in our mountains, the San Ynez Mountains, San Rafael Mountains, in this area in Santa Barbara.
Recently, I read that your project called the Sundowner Winds Experiment, or SWEX, is receiving a $2.5 million grant to fund your research. Can you elaborate on this and tell me more about the project?
Yes. Well, the project, actually, all the basis for the project came from another project we call Pre-Events, that we received $1.5 million to study sundowner winds in this region, study also the impacts on wildfire spread and also on evacuation. So that gave us some momentum to propose a new project to have an experiment to add more data to understand how sundowners work, because sundowners are these mountain winds that we have here in Santa Barbara. They are northerly winds. They come from downslope, the San Ynez Mountains, and they are very gusty, and they can increase temperature, decrease relative humidity, becoming the most important fire weather we have here in Santa Barbara. So all fires we have experienced here, the major fires, were driven by sundowner winds and making them worse and more difficult to battle to extinguish when we have the sundowner winds.
Can you tell me where the funding is coming from and what will the money primarily go to?
Okay, the funding is coming primarily from the National Science Foundation. So the National Science Foundation is funding seven universities, including us. So we have other collaborators included, but also the National Center for Atmospheric Research, which is a different budget, but they are coming, they're putting their instruments in this area and collaborating with us. So they are important in this for the experiment as well.
Were there any hardships you faced trying to get funding?
Oh, many. It was a very competitive proposal. Call for proposals. You can imagine everyone in the country, or not everyone, but people interested in doing experiments in the country, in the U.S. and even abroad, they apply to this type of call. So I've been working on this for a couple years, preparing for writing this proposal, mounting the team that will work with me. And this proposal has two steps. One, we submit a proposal to the National Center for Atmospheric Research. So if they are interested in our project, because they will bring most of the equipment. And then we write a second proposal to the National Science Foundation that funds our part, the researchers and faculty involved and the students involved in the project. And so this is a two-step. It's a very complex, very complicated project and proposal.
Do you have any research partners or other organizations that you're working with?
Yes, I have partners at the San Jose State University, the Colorado State University, and also Albany SUNY, and I have Notre Dame University, and also Virginia University. So we are several groups working together.
Can you tell me more about Sundowner Winds and the processes that you know are behind them, like the role of the South Coast's weather and geographical features?
Yes. So we are, this region, why we are so special? Because this type of mountain winds, they exist in other places. Mountain winds are well-known phenomena. But here we have a very complex geography and topography because we have our coastal area very close to a very cold ocean that is influenced by the marine layer. So the marine layer, which we hear every day when the weatherman talks about the fog and the marine layer coming and we see the fog. So that's a very unique feature that we have in our coast. And also we have the San Ynez Valley, which has this weird V shape that is also important because what happens there will influence what happens down here. And also the presence of the San Rafael Mountains, which are even higher elevation than the San Ynez Mountains. And so this the San Rafael Mountains also play an important role in blocking the winds during the day, but increasing during the night. So all this together makes this area very interesting, very unique. You have a valley, you have the ocean, you have two mountain ranges interacting. So that's what makes this project so unique.
So I know that people talk about like the Santa Ana winds a lot. How do the Santa Ana winds differ from like the Sundowner winds?
That's a good question. Santa Ana winds are typical type of winds that affect the LA Basin, Ventura, LA, and all this area is much broader. It goes even influencing almost Mexico, so broad this can be. It happens when you have high pressure system over central U.S. This is typically type of weather that we get during the fall and winter. And then is when you get the Santa Ana winds. When the interesting is that when we have the Santa Ana winds, we usually have weak winds here in Santa Barbara. The Sundowner winds are typical of our region. And when we have Sundowners, we will not expect to have Santa Ana winds. Conditions for Sundowner is also you have to have differences in pressure. This pressure differences is what drives winds in general. But the position where the high pressure system should be and the low pressure system should be is different between the two phenomena. So they are different in nature, they are different in behavior. The Santa Ana winds are also strong during daytime, whereas Sundowners are strong during nighttime, but they are very different. And the season, the typical Sundowners happen year-round with a season of highest frequency during the spring. This is why the experiment, Sundowner Winds, the SWEX experiment, will be occurring next spring.
Why do Sundowners mostly only occur at night?
Well, this is an interesting point. There are several factors important in the nighttime behavior of Sundowners. First, we think that there is an important role of the what is happening in the valley, the warming in the valley. What happens is because it's warmer in the valley during the day, you have more convection there, so more turbulence. It kind of blocks what's happening in upper level, so separates. That would be a better way of explaining this. It separates the winds aloft from what is at the top of the mountains. When the sun sets, that everything starts cooling, then the mountains also cool down, then this effect become less important. And then you start seeing the downslope winds. The other factor is, of course, the marine layer. The marine layer is very strong usually, and it helps to separate what's happening with the winds aloft and near ground level. So during the night, then the marine layer is less strong or moves in different ways. So have the strength of the winds can be stronger and then can push the marine layer towards the ocean, and then you start getting more the influence during nighttime.
So I know you said that mountain winds are common in other places in the world, but are Sundowners unique to the Santa Barbara area, or are Sundowners found in other places in the world as well?
Sundowners happen in other places in the world, but not driven by the same mechanisms. Most places we observe this are not usually during nighttime, but wintertime. In other regions, areas where the ocean doesn't play the similar role as our ocean plays here. And in regions where we observe more this in other areas of the planet are usually winter phenomena. So this is also what's interesting about us. We have sundowners year-round.
Why is this research so important, and who will benefit the most from it?
Well, this research is important because this is the most important fire weather regime we have here in Santa Barbara. We have had numerous wildfires, and I can name a few recent, the T fire, the Jesusita fire, the Thomas fire, even the Holiday fire that was actually happened last year, but was not a major fire, could have been a major fire. And the Gap fire, the Sherpa fire, all these fires, recent fires, they were all driven by sundowners. And what is important is to have a good prediction when sundowners are going to occur, how strong they are going to be, where they will be strongest, because what is interesting about sundowners is that they are not strong across the entire San Ynez Mountains. Sometimes you have strong sundowners in the western portion and not in the eastern portion, and vice versa. So the marine layer also controls this. Is something we want to understand better, how the marine layer controls all these differences, and also the role of the San Rafael Mountains that we think is important in increasing winds late in the evening.
Do you think climate change plays a role in the sundowners?
It could in many ways. We haven't seen much of a trend. I mean, we see a decade of variability in sundowner winds, but what climate change can do, and this is important to understand, is that the warming of the region that we have been observing in our research can make things worse, because you are in an environment that has been warmer than before, drier than before, and then you add the winds. And this is what explains why we are seeing so much increase in the number of fires that we have seen, wildfires we have seen in recent years, because of the role in the vegetation, in the few moisture. So this combination needs to be understood, not only having strong winds, but in which environment these winds are occurring, because the same phenomenon in one type of environment, you have one consequence, and in other type of environment, we have another consequence. So we are not in a good shape in terms of what's happening in terms of the drought and the warm temperatures, like we're seeing this year, for instance, even late in the season.
Are sundowners the reason that SoCal Edison is doing the power shutoffs?
Yes, for most of this is the case. When they have the forecast of strong sundowners issued by the National Weather Service, they are doing the shutoffs, yes. We hope they don't do all the time next year, because otherwise they will, our experiment not successful, mm-hmm. because we need to measure, we need electricity to have some instruments working.
So how will research be conducted, for example, like methods and equipment?
Okay. So we have as for equipment, we are adding a few more flux towers in several places, in the mountains, in the mountain slope, in the valley, and in San Rafael Mountains in some points as well. We have radio sondes, which are balloons that we launch and measure the profile of winds in the atmosphere. We will have LIDARs. LIDARs are also instruments that are designed to look into the variability of winds, the boundary layer, as we call. And we have an aircraft equipped with equipment that can see also how temperature and winds are varying. There will be drop zones from these aircrafts. And there will be mobile cars also measuring what's happening with the winds and temperature and the, what we call the boundary behavior during the experiment. Now, how this is going to happen? So we have towers will be measuring throughout 6 weeks, nonstop. The radio sounds, because this is a very expensive type of procedure, especially because you use the helium, which is, you probably know, there's a shortage in helium. So we are going to do only when we have sundowners. And we are planning to do in 4 days without sundowners, so we can compare the conditions with sundowners, without sundowners. We have 4 sites for balloons, to launch balloon in the east and west part, and 2 sites in the valley as well, upstream of the mountains.
Did you have any last remarks or anything you wanted to say?
We think that it's important that the population support our project. We have had a good reaction of the population on what we are doing. We are serving our community. We hope that everything we learned will improve our capacity of forecasting these events with more detail, like when they are going to be strong and the time of the day, and all this understanding more mechanisms will be important in this improving predictability of these events. That's our hope.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Leila Carvalho, meteorologist and professor in the UCSB Geography Department, speaking on the importance of Sundowner Winds experiment. She would also like to remind students and community members who are interested in the project to keep an eye out for opportunities to volunteer with research for the experiment as the project moves forward. Reporting for KCSB News, I am Thomas Moran.